My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nats pregame in 10 minutes, and at 6:40, they get started tonight right here on The Fan against the Marlins. Remember that the sponsor of the Grant and Danny radio program is the law firm Kondorian Murad. They'll guide you and your family in the right direction. They'll help you to draft a will, set up a trust, or create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com, and be sure to tell them G&D sent you so that you can get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. If you're just leaving the office, getting in the car, big story today for the Commanders and in the NFL was a 4-year extension for Sam Cosmi, the right guard for Washington, gets $74 million, just shy of $19 million per year. Drafted as a tackle out of Texas in round 2, kicked inside to guard, finished 12th in the NFL in snaps at his position last year, was the number 6 highest graded guard, according to Pro Football Focus. He and his wife have a 9-month-old baby, and they can now set up shop in the DMV as he is under contract, Danny, through the 2028 season. 5 more years of Sam Cosmi, the best lineman Washington has and one of their best players.
Retweeted a stat from the 33rd team among guards that had over 1,000 snaps and allowed 1 sack last year. That is Quentin Nelson and Sam Cosmi. That is the list. He's in good company. This is a really good player whose rep is ascending. His play is ascending. He has taken a guard like a fish to water or like me to a buffet that's full of carbohydrates. He is really good. One of your core guys now. You're kind of tied to him, and you should be. Like those are the dudes that you build around, right? All you do is you turn in good work. You're a good citizen. You do everything you're supposed to do. You show up, and you work, and he does that. So he will be here. He's now one of their kind of linchpin players.
I don't want to throw a party for something that was so easy and so obvious as to get this deal done when you have all this money, so little cash on the books moving forward, and Cosmi set to play what will be another year at guard and presumably get closer to, if not making, his first Pro Bowl. So it's kind of a no-brainer. Having said that, I like rewarding good behavior, and I think that's what this is. It is indicative, maybe, of what this ownership group and this front office wants the future to look like. You get a really high-end player in the draft who comes into his own and plays like a star at times, you reward him pretty handsomely. I mean, this is not a small contract. Puts him up there with some of the higher-paid guards in the league. They didn't have to do this, but they chose to. You don't play the tag game like they did with their last All-Pro guard, Brandon Scherff, and so many other good players in the previous regime. So that was good and healthy to see. News yesterday that we didn't get to yet. Brandon McManus had the charges against him, civilly and otherwise, dropped. And so Brandon McManus is not going to be facing, it doesn't look like, any further punishment for the allegations made against him for sexual harassment on a flight while with the Jacksonville Jaguars last year to London in his 1 year with the Jaguars. McManus, you'll remember, is the longtime kicker, 33 years old, in the league from 2014 until now, who Washington signed for good money to come in and their kicker issue. He was 30 of 37 last year, made all 35 of his extra points, has one of the biggest legs in the league. In fact, of his seven misses, five were from beyond 50. He hit 5 of 10, but he missed two kicks inside of 50. He was really, really good. And when the Commanders signed him, they thought they had their long-term kicker on the roster via free agency this year. He'd been with the Broncos forever, 1 year in Jacksonville, and then on to Washington on a multi-year contract. Instead, Danny, these allegations come out. They hadn't been prepped. McManus and his agent didn't tell them that they were coming. They were really upset. They released him immediately just based on the allegation, and they said they were cutting him because he didn't warn them, that he didn't allow them to get their ducks in a row, essentially. Yep. I don't like anyone getting cut based on allegations. I also don't know that this means he didn't do anything. That's certainly not always what it means when charges or any kind of claims get dropped. Having said all that, I think Brandon McManus is probably going to kick in the NFL this season, but after trading a late-round pick for Cade York, I don't know that it's going to be in Washington.
Yeah, there's no clear winner, loser. Well, if there's a loser, you know what I mean? There's no like, oh, this is obvious. You do it this way. Washington could have been without him, right? They could have gotten to this point if they'd stood by him, and the gavel slams and he's guilty, then you're in the who's available this week to come try to kick for me market. The way that they're able to sell this, and again, I'm hesitant to use the wrong language, but to sell it is basically say, you didn't let us know this was coming, right? You didn't prepare us for this. Had we gotten all the information, maybe we could have stood by you or done something else, but we can't afford to wait around. I understand that from the team's perspective. I'm also with you that, I mean, think back to what happened with Greg Hardy so many years ago. He was found guilty of a bench warrant. He asked for a jury trial. Then they couldn't find his accuser. And there were pretty easy trails of this money went here, credit cards went here, lavish things were given to the former accuser. So then they didn't have a trial. Well, did that mean he didn't do anything? I have no idea, but there's a pretty clear line. We don't know. We have no idea what happened, what didn't happen at this case. Just know that the charges have been dropped. So I'm also with you that all that happens legally is he's been accused. That doesn't seem fair that your livelihood is gone based on an accusation that you're now guilty officially not guilty
until,
of.
Let me accused, right?
Yeah. Now what? So it's the type of thing that makes my skin crawl. It stinks. There's no great outcome here, certainly, but I understand why Washington had to move quickly.
I said at the time, if he wasn't a kicker, if they had signed him and he was an important player at another position, a key position for them, my guess is you probably handle it differently, but you just weren't going to allow that position to drag you down when you did nothing wrong and had nothing to do with it as an organization. And so that was the decision they made. But for now, it looks like he'll at least be eligible to get back into the league. We'll see if any punishment comes, because again, it doesn't mean he didn't do anything. Right. Maybe the league has a different opinion on Brandon McManus and how quickly he can start playing again. One other note outside of DC in the NFL, quickly, Ja'Marr Chase did practice today with the Bengals for the first time this offseason. He was in uniform on the field, ramping up for week one. So if you've got him in fantasy ball, it sounds like your first round pick that you took somewhere, I don't know, between picks 4 and 7 probably, will be on the field, ideally, for the first game of the season against the Patriots. Speaking of getting on the field, the Nats are getting warmed up as we speak. Let's get you ready for Nationals baseball. Starting lineups and pitching pairing presented by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free, no pressure, in-home estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom.
Behind Mackenzie Gore. Leading off playing right field, Dylan Cruz. Batting second, playing third base, Jose Tenya. Batting third, DH Andres Chaparro. Batting fourth, the James Wood in left field, Luis Garcia. Batting fifth, playing second base, Joey Gallo at first. Batting sixth, playing shortstop. Batting seventh, Jake Abrams. Batting eighth, doing the catching, Caber Ruiz. And batting ninth in center field, your guy, my guy, our guy. That's Jacob Young.
Mackenzie Gore, dare I say, is figured out his issue.
Turn the corner a little bit?
Back-to-back solid start, 6 innings, 1 run at the Braves, and then 6 innings with 2 runs, 6 punchies against the Yankees. He had one of his better starts of the year. 7 innings and 10 strikeouts against the Marlins earlier this season. Hopefully he can be in attack mode against Miami tonight. Make it 3 straight quality starts would be a big deal for the 25-year-old lefty to finish the season strong. Let's get you your game day weather presented by Pepco. Storm season's here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com. /stormprep. They are indoors, but what's it like in Miami, Derek?
It is 89 degrees, feels like 97. Scattered thunderstorms in the area there in Miami, but with the roof closed, we don't have to worry about that. Let's go, Nats.
Show meteorologist Darris Dameron. And like that, you are ready for Nats baseball. Thanks to Darris and Ryan, Grant and Danny, saying so long. One more sleep. Football tomorrow, friends.
Thank you for coming.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.